Hey, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Chris. We're the host of True Believers, the comic book podcast, our weekly show about all things comics.
Welcome to episode 31 of True Believers. Last week, I had COVID, so Chris was joined by our friend of the show, Blue, from Cape Corner, to discuss an important topic in the community. Anime guys from the early 2000s, late 2000s, just the 2000s. This week, we're rounding out Black History Month by discussing one of the few comic book superheroes led by a Black woman, the iconic? Did I say that right? Yeah. The iconic Halle Berry in
Halle Berry Catwoman.
That just didn't sound right. I was like, what?
It didn't sound right. It didn't sound right to say that Halle Berry was anyway.
Don't even
according to IMDb, Catwoman is the story of a shy woman endowed with the speed, reflexes, and senses of a cat who walks the thin line between being a criminal and a hero, even as a detective doggedly pursues her, fascinated by both of her personas.
That's a terrible description of this movie. And I don't like the way they said endowed. Like that, whatever. That's a lot.
So Catwoman is also very famous for being one of the few movies where the lead actor has won a Razzie or like a Golden Raspberry Award and gone to go collect it. Halle Berry did this in the most badass way possible because she was holding her Oscar from Monsters Ball. And she was like, thanks, you little hoes. And apparently she went home and burned it.
Tell me why I just figured out what a Razzie was today because of you. And I forgot to say this, but apparently this has nothing to do with Halle Berry. So sorry, everybody. But Anne Hathaway also won an Oscar. She won an Oscar and a Razzie in the same weekend. And she went to both.
Oh, my God. Was it for the same movie?
No, it was for she won an Oscar for The Blind Side and then a different
she
movie.
She was in the Blind Side.
Not Anne Hathaway. Oh, my God. I'm fucking up all of this. Sandra Bullock. What the fuck? I promise I know what I'm talking about. I'm fucking up everything.
Sure you do.
Okay.
That's that COVID brain.
Dude, it's real. It's a real thing. But back to the
ASMR.
Catwoman. This is one of the best movies ever. And nobody can ever tell me otherwise. I love
First
this
of all,
movie
you can
so
never
much.
Tell any Black person otherwise. Because one thing about us, we're going to stand together. For everything except Meteor Man, we're going to stick beside them.
This was 2004 and this was peak 2004, right? Like the outfits, the makeup, the hair, the CGI, like the CGI cats. This is peak 2004.
The cats were CGI. Oh yeah, you mean the one that breathed on her?
The one that breathed on her and the one that was standing up on the wall. It's the same cat. It's Midnight, but yes, right? Like the whenever she got her powers, that scene.
It's just the fact that I'm sitting here like, oh my God, the cats were CGI. Wait, I know exactly which cat. The fact that was less than 2 minutes.
It's a rough 2 minutes for the CGI world. It's good. I love it. Like, it's the perfect amount of just bad but good, you know?
Yeah, so basically this woman named Patience, she's a graphic designer for a cosmetics company where they treat their employees like shit. And she's really shy and she keeps getting treated like shit by life in general. Like she meets this really hot guy, thinks she's trying to kill herself when she's like standing out on the balcony of her apartment because she sees a cat. And she's like, oh, are you stuck? And she goes out to get the cat. He starts trying to talk her down. And she's like, listen, I'm just, and then finally she just goes along with it. Like, I can't imagine being that, like, that passive in life. Because she does kind of get stuck out there. Because she's like, wait, now I am out here. And he was very fine because it is Benjamin Bratt. And it was 2004. He looked good.
Peak 2004, I'm telling you.
Oof, because there are scenes in this movie that can only be classified as hot people being fine. So much of this movie, where was the plot? I don't know, but they was playing basketball. Anyway, so that same night, she gets bitched at by her boss, and he's like, by midnight tomorrow, you need to have the design right. And then I'm like, okay, so she'll have this design right. So she goes in to drop off the design, and they're having some kind of illicit meeting, and the new makeup product that they're launching is poisonous.
Yeah. And it's crazy, right? Like it's poisonous unless you keep using it kind of like Proactiv used to be. I don't know if they still are.
What do you mean used to be?
I don't know if they still are. I never used it because I know what happened. If you keep using
I saw what it was
your skin
doing
gets worse. I was like, because this is the exact same
thing.
Skin,
it stays really good as long as you don't stop using it. If you stop using it, your skin's going to like shit.
Which is exactly what this movie is, except worse.
Oh my God, so it's Meta Theater.
Yeah, this came out before Proactiv. See, inspiration everywhere.
I don't think it did. Did
look, I don't know. This was 2004. Let me look it up. We'll come back.
I think Pride has been out a long time, but you need to look that up because that's not going to be in the notes. Anyway, so their new product, Beolene, is slated to hit the shelves. They've got a new spokesmodel because spokesmodel used to be the head of the company's wife, who apparently she's like in her 40s now, and she's no longer the hot thing. But she was still a very beautiful woman. So I was like, this is haterism. and you know what? So they try and kill Patience, and Patience is running like a regular Black woman. Usually I hate to see movies where Black people don't behave like Black people. But when I tell you she was out like a bandit, she running down the steps, she bobbing and weaving. The only reason she went into the storm drain, the only reason they got her is because they flushed it and she was going to drown.
Isn't that fucked up? Like, she was trying to run.
They flushed her like a toilet. I know.
Because what was her name? The evil one with the skincare. She was like, yeah, just...
Laurel.
Yeah, she said to just do what you gotta do, and they're like, all right, flush it.
Well, what's funny is you don't even see that it's her until like later. Like, she gives a signal or something, and the other guy is like, oh, you gotta do what you gotta do, and she's like, okay. But then later on, when they show that Laurel is the villain, they like show her in this illicit meeting room. They like pan the camera over and she's there, and she's like, mm-hmm. And I'm like, dang, not her being the boss. But you know what, I understand. Maybe if society didn't throw women away once they hit a certain age, she would have turned to villainy.
That was her and point, wasn't it? She said it.
That was her, like, Joker moment.
Yeah, she's like, I'm tired of men in general, and I was like, I get it.
Period. And you know what, speaking of this being her Joker moment, it really was. Like, the two of the most terrifying villains I've ever seen in any movie ever are, well, three, I guess, because I'm going to lump Laurel in with them, but Poppy in Kingsman: The Golden Circle, where she's just going to let millions of people die because she wants to be the most famous drug dealer ever and for it to be legal for her to be a drug dealer. So respect. She's like, yep. Everybody who smoked my weed or my meth or my crack or like whatever, everybody who smoked whatever I had that's smokable, they finna die unless y'all all agree for this to happen. And I was like, she's just gonna let millions of people die. That was, and she laughed while she did it. I was so mesmerized by that. Like, oh my God, she's crazy. This bitch is insane. And then the Joker in Batman 1989, because he had the citizens of Gotham City scared to do hygiene, like at all. Like, because there were combinations of things. Like, if you use the shampoo that was infected, you're not gonna be affected unless you use the toothpaste that's also infected. Or if you use the eyeshadow that's affected, you're not gonna be affected unless you use the lipstick as well. Had them motherfuckers scared to bathe and shower.
Yeah, but Laurel's thing was she just wanted to be rich and she would let these people die for it. It is what it is. She's trying to sell. But you know what though? That skincare worked really well. Do you see how good her skin was? Like,
it did, because her skin was line free. When I'm telling you, I was like, dang, that Beolene was working.
I know. And Patience's friend, like, she had perfect skin because she was using
it until she stopped using it. Because, well, I think she was having an adverse reaction anyway, because she had used it constantly and then she ends up in the hospital. Oh, so
well, yeah, Patience, they said that.
After she comes back, first of all, she gets breathed on by this cat while she's in the storm drain, and she wakes up as Catwoman. She doesn't go meet Finance Benjamin Brad for breakfast, and he calls her and he's like, hey, I gotta go to work. So she's like, okay, I'm gonna go to work too. Because I've already missed my date. And yeah, so she tells her boss to fuck off, basically. And then she leaves and her friend passes out on the sidewalk. Then she got to take her friend to the hospital. She ends up throwing her Beolene in the trash. She's like, don't use this. It's poison.
First of all, if you get skin that good and you just have to black out every now and then, it is what it is. I'll do it. You know, and not only that, but your skin gets rock hard. You know,
absolutely not, because we saw what happened at the end when Laurel didn't have her Beolene fixed. Her face fucking disintegrated. And when she said that, I thought it was like I thought it was her speaking hyperbolically, right? I thought that was like her just blowing up the situation when she's like, your face disintegrates. I was like, oh, so she must mean you get lines and you get wrinkles spots. And I was like, oh, this bitch's face melted.
But to be fair,
with that Sandman face,
just don't get like, just keep using your Beolene. Don't get cut in the face by Catwoman. You'll be fine, you know?
And don't fall off no buildings. And that's the thing. She tried to catch her. Oh, also in the middle of this movie. Okay, so the plot really doesn't matter because it's really about how people being fine. So she starts trying to take revenge, like, for all the people who wronged her. So the man who actually flushed the drain, he was like, no, I was just under orders. And she's like,
yeah, Patience orders? Is trying to do this.
Yeah, and she's doing this so horribly.
Yeah, did I say she's, You just said she, but for some reason. So I was just kind of reiterating. Yeah, Patience, Patience is out here getting revenge.
Somehow in the middle of this, she goes to find that old ass lady who she was talking to, who owned all them damn cats. And she was like, what's going on with me? And she's like, oh, you're a cat woman. She's like, I used to be a professor until they didn't allow me to have tenure. And I was like, man, fuck them for not giving you tenure. But then I saw what her research was. And I was like, I wouldn't have gave your ass tenure either. Because it was about cat women in history. And I was like, this bitch is crazy. And she had a million cats. So I was like, she a cat lady. She did have a goddamn million cats.
But also she... like, she didn't get tenure because she said that there was men who were taking her job or some shit like that.
No, she didn't
like,
get tenure because her research was some bullshit. Because if I saw her research, she's right. And like, she was right, but you can't tell me you would have gave her tenure off of her research. She was right.
I would do it just because I think that's an interesting class. Let's messy. All learn about Catwoman, you know?
You would do it because you're messy. You'd be like, yeah, we'll fund your research into these cat women. Oh my god, you guys, we got this lady Ophelia in the department. Y'all gotta come meet her. She crazy.
Honestly, that would be some kind of shit I would do too. It'd be like, hey Chris, you know what happened today? Like, this crazy ass. And what's her name, the girl who plays her? She is crazy looking.
I know, I can't think of the lady's name, but yeah, I don't want to say she's crazy looking because it's not fair, but she has the most wide-eyed, insane stare.
Frances Conroy plays her, and she plays crazy a little too well, so I've seen too much crazy from her, so every now and then. But yeah, see, that's the thing, though. I was like, okay, these men out here just ruining lives, and this is early 2004, you know, so men were doing that pretty often. So I'm with all these women.
Yeah, just ask Ashley Judd. So I was sitting up like, this sounds bad, like as a woman, but I was like, you would not have got tenure fooling with me.
I'm rooting for all of them. And then
she pulls out all these clips of like cat women. And then she's like, they're not abiding by man's rules. And she's giving her a little feminist speech. And then I had never noticed this before. And I've seen this movie a million times. There's a picture of Michelle Pfeiffer in Batman Returns. They got the stitched up mask and all. And I thought it was just like, I was like, it's Michelle, not Miss Pfeiffer.
I know. I didn't know it until you told me earlier today. And I've seen this movie so many times. Like, I love this movie. So I don't know how I've never seen that. Miss Michelle Pfeiffer doing her thing in a picture. But I like that. You know, I like that idea of that Michelle Pfeiffer is a cat woman possessed by this cat god like Halle Berry is. I love it.
I mean, that kind of fits, though, because, like, she did die and then just pop up.
And she had the whip, you know. Oh, my God. Okay, on the note of the whip. The whip and the nene. But on the note of the whip, that CGI too was just peak 2004.
It was funny, so though, good. Is I found out for Batman Returns, that was not CGI. Michelle Pfeiffer can just do
no,
that.
No, yeah. No, I meant Halle Berry's. But yeah, have you seen the behind-the-scene things?
No. Oh, yeah. With Michelle Pfeiffer. But Halle Berry, I'm not watching the behind-the-scenes because I want to know, did she have to hold some kind of rod and just pretend to swing? Or did she, like... Because I'm pretty sure that whip was CGI because it was grabbing and she was grappling, hooking with it. And Michelle Pfeiffer wasn't doing all that. She was just whipping stuff off.
And you notice how she pulls it out of literally nowhere. She just kind of reaches behind her back and then all of a sudden she has a whip. And this isn't a small whip. So it's like, it doesn't work like that. I love it. The special effects are so 2000. I love it.
And then there's this movie is why I determined that I do want to be in action movies, but I would never want to be like a superhero myself. I want to be the hot love interest who's very plain, like a Gwen Stacy type. And I don't mean plain as in like unattractive, because that could never be me, but I mean plain as in no powers whatsoever. Because there's this scene where there are these two scenes, one where she's playing basketball with Benjamin Bratt. Also, Halle Berry wore some of the ugliest outfits I've ever seen in my life in this movie, until she had her hot girl transformation where she cut all her hair off. Like, they honestly made me mad because she had this long country ass wig on. But you know what, people talk about this wig, but Halle was serving face in this wig, okay? As country as it was,
she did really good for what that wig looked like, you know.
It was given school teacher 2005,
but the outfits were not it until she turned into Catwoman.
Both the wig and the outfits together, they was not it. But the wig was late. It just was country. It was giving school mom. It was giving no maid. But
the
so
fucking outfit with the sorry, but the outfit in the beginning whenever the she's wearing that horrible brown thing with like the cuffs, and it's so bad.
Oh god. They could not have put that on me. She has these two scenes with Benjamin Bratt, who is her love interest, the cop. And I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but Benjamin Bratt, fine as hell, especially at this time. There's this part where they're playing basketball with all the neighborhood youths, right? And Halle Berry is like, she's playing like she's Allen Iverson. And I'm sitting up really confused. And then she turned into Michael Jordan at one point. She literally jumped over his head and dunked. And she's, when I tell you, she's handling this ball like a pro. She's going up and down the court, but they're playing so sexy. Like, this scene only serves for them to be hot. Cause when I tell you, they're both hugged up on each other, they're like, ooh, 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 where you going? Where you going? And I'm like, what does this serve? And then when she becomes Catwoman finally, and she had on this perfectly good leather outfit. And then I was like, I don't know what horrible man. Why does she have this like bikini top, this leather bikini top? Cause it was a whole outfit before. She had on a biker outfit and it was so cool. Cause you know, Catwoman, she stays with the zipped up, the leather pants, zip up jacket, like her mask. You know, that off and on again, that's her look. But this Halle Berry looked fine, and this was outfit just for Halle Berry to look fine at. It's it's not practical. Even her leather pants, they're like clawed up so you can see like leg. And yeah. I'm like, why would she do this? This is a perfectly good outfit before that.
I wanted to bring that up too, because the outfit is, it's a gift from her friends, first of all, like her little gay friend and her best friend who uses the skin cream.
The viewing.
Yeah, it's just a leather outfit. And they're like, wear this on your date tonight. Like, who's wearing that on a date? Like, it's a corset and it's like black leather pants.
Oh, it wasn't even a corset. It was a corset jacket.
Yeah, why would you wear
that? It's like a cinched waist. And if I was on a date with a biker.
Literally, right? And then she just cuts it up for what reason?
You're going to wear that. Or if I was Fran Fine, because, you know, Miss Fran D. Fine, she would have rocked it.
Absolutely.
But, like, and Halle Berry looks so good at it. Like, she looked like she was giving what was supposed to have been gave. But then when she popped up in the Catwoman fit, it's one of those things you just have to accept. Because you're like, this is misogynistic. But I also really like, it's a vibe, though.
I was going to say, it's a vibe. It definitely is.
A bitch, all right.
But it makes no sense. It's literally just kind of like a bralette and a, what do you call that? Like a harness.
And these leather pants with the holes. Yeah, and these leather pants with like, they're not even holes, they're like claw marks all up and down. And the thing is they're symmetrical. That's what pisses me off, because it would be different if they were kind of uneven, or if, you know, but they're perfect.
That's what I like about it, is because it's like the implication she's sitting there with just her claws making sure these are perfectly symmetrical, you know, like it's so stupid. But that's also whenever she walks out for the first time. And this is what I learned today. Whenever she's walking on the roof for the first time, you see her like moving her hips and her shoulders and everything. That is the exact walk from like the Arkham games of Catwoman.
Oh, yeah. You told me they copied Halle Berry.
Like straight up. It is the exact same walk. I was like, how this movie, I'm telling you, y'all like to hate on it. But look what it's done for you.
Look at what it gave you. It gave, first of all, what it had to be gave. And speaking of Halle Berry, she said she wants like direct a Catwoman movie, which I honestly think she would be the best person to do so, because she's played the character before. She knows what doesn't work. She's been the high action movie girl before, so she knows how to like both subvert that and play into it. And she clearly knows what didn't work. And I feel like Catwoman, if this movie, because the storyline is good, I think people who hate on the storyline, they just don't value things that affect women.
I also
there's no way to say it other than that.
And it's also the fact that this is, it's a loosely based on the DC comics. Like, it's not supposed to be Selina Kyle.
That part,
you know,
really doesn't matter.
That, well, you know, it's not supposed to be what they think it is. So
also,
if you take it away from
movies,
that.
Also, comic movies, by and large, aren't good. So why were they looking for this to be cinema? None of them are.
This movie has a 9% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's okay. There can be wrong. That's fine. I love this movie. Like, it is exactly what it's supposed to be.
They didn't survey Black people. Black women, we gonna stick beside our good sis, Halle, because she did that. Oh, we didn't talk about the other fight. So she fights like a million people in this movie, but one of them is Benjamin Bratt, who, like I said, is really hot and also a cop and her love interest. So it's like, he's her love interest, but also he's chasing Catwoman. Here's the thing. Andrew made a good point 45 minutes ago. She the only person with this skin tone in the entire movie. Like, there are other Black people, but nobody is Halle Berry colored. So when I tell you, I would have been like, you're a Catwoman, especially because he's the only person that's seen her up close multiple times. Right. Now, the real thing is, they have a sexy fight, like in this, where they were in a ballet theater. Yeah. And when I tell you, it is so playful. And like, the whole thing is really just about how people being fine, because he's giving it his all. And when I tell you, he like tries to handcuff her and she's like, ooh, you ain't even going to be able to buy me dinner first. I was like, what is the purpose of this fight? Stop this.
She was being so sexual for no reason. It was fun to watch, though, honestly.
But especially because he was so frustrated. And then he was like something. She said something to him. And he's like, sorry, I'm taken. I was like, period.
But that's
a
the
man
part
who
that
knows
I was
what
like,
he has at home.
I think after this or at that part, he had already had sex with Halle Berry. So you know what her body looks like. And this woman's wearing
basically nothing. This was before. He's only seen them ugly ass school marm ass clothes that she wears.
But this is the moment that I was like, she's the only one with this skin tone. How do you not notice?
You know? You're the only one this color in this entire movie.
In this whole city. You were the only one. But also,
like, you could see most of her face. Andrew, so you think if you wore a mask and, like, I don't get when people behold as superheroes and they're people who know them very well don't understand that it's them. Because if I see you wearing a mask, I'm be like, Andrew, what do you your dumb ass have on? Like, that's where I'm going with it. I'm not going to be like, who are you?
It kind of goes back to the Superman theory, you know, how he just puts on his glasses. But
Superman, actually, that does make sense because I take my glasses off, I look like a whole different person.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm going to say. But if I know you, so I would still know, even if you put on glasses one day, I'm like, oh, okay.
You would be confused for a little bit. You'd be like, oh, hey.
Yeah. So it's like if you know these people, there's no reason you shouldn't automatically know, especially the one when you're that, really that gets close.
Especially because when I tell you he was all up. She got close enough to kiss him on the cheek, and they took a picture of his. Yeah, and she kissed it. That's what the evidence was, because when they finally do have sex after. Oh, and there's a part where she rescues a child off of Ferris wheel, and it was cool, but it doesn't make sense. This is where the plot kind of loses us, because it's just about hot people being fine because they go to the fair.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they have sex, and then he like leaves her apartment in the dead of night with a drinking glass with her lipstick stain on it, and they do some forensic lipstick pattern analysis. Also, after they've done handwriting analysis earlier in the movie, and they use this is a high tech machine where they match the print on this. They don't even take a picture of the glass. They like use a hologram projection of the glass in the computer and a picture of his cheek, and they match the lipstick prints. And from that piece of evidence, after Laurel Hedare murders her husband and frames Catwoman, he shows up at Patience's apartment to arrest her, like, I know it's you. And I was like, how the fuck could you get a warrant for this? It was a picture of your cheek and a drinking glass that you illegally obtained. First of all, that's not good evidence. You took this glass from her apartment.
Yep, no, you're exactly right. I was kind of thinking the same thing when I watched it too. How do you compare two pictures of a lipstick stains
of your cheek?
Don't make any sense.
And a drinking glass. That don't even make sense.
And at this point, you have kissed her twice as Catwoman and as Patience.
Maybe it wasn't the mouth. Maybe the mouth is different, but you couldn't smell this woman and she smelled the same.
You know, I didn't even think about that. Halle Berry definitely looks like she smells good too.
Like Rihanna. You know how people always say Rihanna smells really good?
Mm-hmm. I can see. Rihanna seems like she would make her own perfume. Or have someone else do it, because she's stupid rich. They say
Rihanna doesn't smell like anything you've ever smelled. And Rihanna does like perfume. She makes perfumes.
I know. See, Halle Berry's the same way. I could totally see it. Anyways, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, how did they not know that she had to have smelled the same? I know she was doing, like, these cool, crazy stunts and might have sweated a little bit, but you still know what she smells like, you know? You spent all this time with her. First of all,
he has sex with her. He knows what she smells like when she sweats.
Fair point. Exactly.
Like, you've spent all day with her. You don't know what she smells like? Like,
Catwoman walks around basically half naked, so you didn't recognize the same body. And again, the skin tone, it's the same. You
know? Like, there are other Black people, but you're the only one who looks like that.
Exactly. Now, listen,
the body thing, it makes sense, because she was wearing these, like, baggy-ass Mormon dresses. Like, I get it.
Not when she was naked.
He didn't see her naked before he saw Catwoman. But the second time, that would have been, like, where I was like, yeah, that's you.
That's what I'm saying. Whenever he had sex with her, he should have been like, I've seen this body before. I've been chasing her for like a week now.
He should have been like, bitch, you know damn well.
Exactly. What kind of detective? Let me steal this glass. Do you like my ASMR? It was beautiful.
Let's do a forensic lipstick analysis. Yes.
Listen, I love this movie, but it doesn't make sense, does it?
That's the part. That's the only, like, but the plot, like, when people are like, the villain plot doesn't make sense. No, it makes sense. And it's the fact that it's so believable. I could believe that somebody would do this. Like, that's more realistic than anything the MCU has ever done. Because they'd be like, oh, this happened and this happened. I'm like, that's stupid. But this, I could believe that.
Again, back to proactive. They're literally doing it.
The fact that everybody knows this too, stop using proactive, your shit is gonna melt off.
Exactly. They are literally doing this in real life. It's a believable villain, you know? I mean, and your face isn't going to melt, but, you know.
Shit, it might as well have. You got to detox from Proactive.
Also, while we're on the outfits, though, which we weren't, but I'm going back to it. The mask in this was so good. I loved this mask that she had to wear.
Yes, I hate it when people try and out-cat the Catwoman. I think Catwoman always needs to have the little ears. I think it's so cute. It's just an excellent, like, a small touch, especially if she has a more basic suit, which she definitely doesn't. It's very recognizable this time. But usually when it's just a cat suit and a high collar, I said usually, like, they ever let that high collar be zipped up. But anyway, when men are normal and not so horny while they're drawing cartoons, you know, I think that little extra touch of the cat ears, it's good for the branding. It makes her instantly recognizable when her costume isn't more elaborate. And this mask is so cute. And the fact that she started off wearing some kind of, I don't remember what the first mask looked like, but she just abandoned that mask. And
it was like a weird eye mask. It was just one of those, what are they called? Like a domino mask?
Yeah. It wasn't giving. But like, I was glad she took that off.
But yeah, these costumes, I mean, they're great.
First of all, Benjamin Bratz. Why did he have on a medium shirt this whole time? His arms was busting out of these shirts. Okay, daddy.
It's like how they always give Chris Evans shirts that are way too small for him.
A shirt in my size. No, his titties is as big as my head.
Right, and he's the size of both of us put together. We are not tall people. Like,
I think it's so funny when they do it to Jason Momoa, because it's like he's not even getting a small shirt. It's like he gets a small tank top.
I like that they just don't even give him shirts half the time. And he's like, this is how I want it. Like, I don't want to wear clothes.
But then when they were making the Justice League movie, he said, listen, this water is cold.
Oh, my God. So, okay, on the water note, in Catwoman, the water that they flushed her out with was also CGI. Like, really, really bad CGI. No. Yes. It's so bad. I love it. It really did give what it's supposed to give, honestly.
The movie gave what it was supposed to have gave. And honestly, I think they should fold Patience Phillips into it. Like, if they were smart, this could be their Harley Quinn. That's how you get Black people reading comics. You get give me a 6-part Patience Phillips miniseries.
I would actually.
Oh, they could do a Catwoman in History miniseries.
I would read that. Everyone loves Catwoman, but I don't think they ever would.
Oh, also, Halle Berry had a cat fight. I hate that I said that. She had a knockdown, drag out, bare bones, knuckles and blood, glass flying everywhere fight with this bitch, Laurel. They was beating the shit out of each other. Okay, this was a good woman fight.
You're not even saying the best part about this fight. But it was also sexy. The best part about this fight was that when it first started and then Halle Berry knocks down Laurel and then she just, every time she like gets on her hands, she like sweeps her foot out from her hand. So she falls back to the ground and she'll like put her hand back down to try to get up again. She'll knock that hand out again. She did it like 7 times. Wait, I didn't even mention
the best part. It's so funny. When it started, she hit her and then her face was rock solid, like marble. Yes. And she was like, yeah, be a lean. She's like, you stop using it, your face disintegrates. But when you keep using it, it's rock hard. I was like, damn.
To be honest.
Good job, bitch, because, you know, her skin was flawless, like I said.
That should have been the ad for, like, that's the commercial right there. Like, your skin might disintegrate, but look how good it looks. And it's rock hard. Because remember, the husband tries to slap her, and then he's like, what the fuck? Because it just hurts.
Yeah, because he pulls his little wimpy hand back, and he's like, He did that same mom that the Kingpin did.
Shut up. The Kingpin from the 90s cartoon?
I don't know.
Whatever, he's trying to pull himself up and he goes,
It was more like, and I was like, dude.
Yes. Oh, man.
Anyway, they have this fight, right? And like, the fact that Patience tries to save her. Wait, and the fact that she was like, I'm Patience Phillips. And she's like, you're that sorry little nobody. Like, she dragged her. I was like, damn.
Yeah, for what reason? Like, you just, no, she got her face clawed up. And the fact
that she was nice to her. That was so funny.
Yeah, right. I mean, Laurel is actually a really good villain and doesn't get the credit she deserves. Her whole goal was to be rich. She framed this bitch for murder. She was just out here killing people just because, like,
first of all, and then she did the white woman tears, like when she came out and she threw the gun at her so smooth and the cops came in at the right moment. She was like, help. I was like, girl.
She was orchestrating like multi-million dollar deals in the background. Like, she did this whole thing. Like, she was a good villain. Like, she does not get the credit she deserved.
And the fact that like she knew it was toxic and was just like, I'm already using it, so somebody else got to get their face fucked up too.
I know. She's like, well, just don't stop using it. And I was like, Okay, I kind of get where you're coming from right now.
Like, I get that logic though, because you know your face is going to disintegrate. So you like, child, and y'all better keep this vehicle, this Beoline, better keep it coming.
Yeah,
they and were, she was slathering down too, because she there was this whole scene where she's in her dressing gown and she's sitting up and she yells at the maid. She's like, get up. She didn't yell at them. She's like, out. And they're like, yes, yes, ma'am. And they leave real quick. And she, when I tell you, she's slathering all up and down. She put it on her décolletage, her.
She was putting it on her body, neck. The whole thing, which honestly, I would probably do the same thing. Like, you have to apply it anyways, right? So.
Yeah. Why I mean, not? All your skincare needs to go at least down to your neck and chest, because those are the main areas attacked by the sun. That's where you'll be affected age-wise. So it was logical. I just, you know, I understood where she was coming from. It made so much sense.
Yeah, agreed. And but see, they also try to stop production on it, and she was like, absolutely not, we are not doing that, my face is not going to disintegrate
anyways.
She said no,
that's what she said. She said child please anyways.
So I get it, you know, I get what she was coming from. She kind of went about it the wrong way, but
yeah, no, see, listen, maybe if society and men with the, because her husband was not an attractive man, like, not to diss this man, but I'm just saying he wasn't what I would go for, like, at all. So for him to, he was cheating with his new young chippy, the new spokesmodel girl he done chose, who's some 26-year-old bimbo, and she wasn't all that either. This woman is beautiful, and like, you trying to put your rider out to pasture when she turn, if she get 40. It don't even make sense, because she's still like, if I'm sorry, but I would rather see who's young. Name who's a young actress.
A young actress. For some reason, Florence Pugh was the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah, I would rather see, I don't know, Jennifer Aniston selling a skin cream than Florence Pugh, because if it looks good on Jennifer Aniston's skin, and I know she's in her 40s, or maybe she's about to turn 50, or maybe she is 50. Like, I know it works. Florence, I know whatever cream it is, she's been using it for 2 minutes.
And there's, yeah, first of all, Jennifer Aniston does have great skin, so whatever her skincare is, probably just money. I want it, especially if it's just money. But you know, Florence Pugh is still young, you know, skin is elastic when you're young. So yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you're coming from.
I'm saying that's somebody who could sell me a skincare product, like Salma Hayek, if she like this works.
Jennifer Lopez, she has perfect skin. Yeah.
Kerry Washington, like,
yeah, Kerry Washington.
Halle Berry, hold on with her damn self.
How the fuck do we just glaze over the whole topic of this episode? Halle Berry with her perfect skin at 52, I think.
Yeah. You know, yeah. If Zoe Kravitz wanted to, you know, I know she is an ambassador for she sells the skin cream for, but she was like, she used it. And I was like, actually, that do look good. Like, it smelled good. I want to use that.
Lisa Bonet at that, you know?
Yeah. If Zoe, you know, whatever it is that Zoe sells, her dad has to deal with them too.
Good for her and him.
I want to be like Lisa Bonet when too. I grow up, because I know her and Jason Momoa are getting separated, which makes me sad for them. I'm sorry to hear that. But like, she had her two dudes being best friends and wearing matching jewelry. Like, she has good coochie.
She smells good too. You can just tell by looking at her.
She looks like she smells like earth in the best way.
In a good way, yeah. Like if a forest which smells good, that's what she smells like.
But you know what? She looks like you can smell her, like, not in a bad way, but like you could be like maybe 3 feet away and you probably still get the earthy smell.
Oh, yeah. Like when she walks in the room, it's like, you know, before like if you even she turn around, fast,
you'd be like,
Oprah's Lisa. Probably the same way. Like, I feel like Oprah has a distinct
Oprah looks smell. Like she smells like straight up money.
I mean, that woman is just a walking dollar sign at this point.
She's not a dollar sign. She a whole damn check.
You right. That's a bigger check than we could ever see. Oh, I didn't mean to call her fat. That's not what I meant. Like,
who is we? Because I'm gonna see them same checks. I'm speaking that into existence. It's gonna be Harpo Studios right next to i2 Productions. I don't know.
But yeah, this movie, perfect. 10 out of 10. Gave what it should have gave. I know some parts are funky and kind of weird. I don't know why I use the word funky.
Cats breathe on.
Also, they literally breathe life into her.
Speaking of that, yeah, the cat literally, she was dying and she's laying there like, and the cat's like,
you know, that it's one
like,
stink.
You know, those flowers that like push poison on people, you know, whenever they puff in movies, that's what that cat did to her.
Because even the breath was CGI, like it did this weird little,
it was a mist.
Yeah. Ugh.
You know how mad I would be if I smelled cat mist breath. Also, at one point she was eating tuna straight out the can. We didn't even mention all the weird stuff she did. Yeah,
she ate the sushi, like the fish off the top of the sushi was just like slurping it down, kind of at dinner.
And she was sitting there, like she was on a date, and she's sitting, I was like, girl, have some decorum.
I know, it was a nice dinner.
And he's trying to talk about himself and she worried about this fish. I was like, girl, you should have took her to a chicken spot. Actually, no, because, you know, that would have been very racist. But, it, you know, it would have made more sense because she about to smoke all of this fish. You know, you might have had a chance with the chicken. But anyway, I think that's all we have to say about Catwoman because we are too into it.
Yeah, so I've said it like 3 times now. Perfect movie. I don't know why y'all hate it so much.
10 out of 10. Because y'all haters.
It's great. Like, it's fun. It's enjoyable. It has a great villain, you know. I kind of understand the middle when they're talking about, like, the god Batu or whatever its name was. But, you know.
You mean Bast?
Bast, is that what it was? I don't remember. Because, you know, I said I would fund her research, but, you know, not really.
That's one of those things that's, like, real.
I don't know. I'm not an Egyptian god expert.
Like, you didn't watch, like, Black Panther?
You really expect me? You think I'm sitting up here like remembering every single god in every single movie? Like, no, I have other things to be worried about.
Oh, famous cat god though. Like, she's a goddess. She turns into.
Oh yeah, let me remember every fucking famous cat god. Like, no, I don't remember cat gods.
The big one.
I'm gonna forget by tomorrow.
She gets mentioned so much.
I'm gonna forget tomorrow too. You were like, it's Batu,
and I'm like, who the fuck is Batu? But anyway, that's all for this week's episode of True Believer.
Thank you for all of your support, and we will see you next week when we take it back to an old favorite of 2006, Daughters of the Dragon.
And if you want to catch Andrew in a different environment, he was on this past week's episode of Cape Corner to chop it up about The Incredible Hulk. We're available on all major streaming platforms, and if you really like the show, please leave us a review and continue sharing with your friends. We really appreciate it. And as always, if you want to leave a suggestion on what we read or watch, we don't take them. Just joking. You can find us on social media. You can DM us, email us, leave us a voicemail at 650-761-2629, or join our Discord that we don't check. Bye!
Thanks. Bye, everybody.